In a world where you need English to survive, one man has 1 hour to teach you English in a fun, practical, informative way. Do you have what it takes? Alberto Alonso in the show with no name. That's right, the nameless show on Vaughan Radio. Are you ready? Let's begin. Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome one, welcome all to the show with no name on Vaughan Radio. And you're here with your DJ for today, your host with the most, your giddy with the Spanish name, Alberto Alonso. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard, welcome aboard. That's right, it's time for the non-stop rocket ship to wherever you want to go. DJ Spanglish, tell them what it's called.
The show with no name.
Ooh, yeehaw, that's right, it's the show with no name 2.0. And we're live and we're in your face. That's right, so get ready because we've got an awesome show for you today. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world. And his name is...
DJ Spanglish.
Y vamos a dar un saludito al otro también. ¿Cómo se llama el pavo ese?
Nacho Macho Man.
That turkey. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got, as I said, an awesome show. And, well, we've got an awesome guest to go. Es que me gusta la palabra awesome. ¿Cómo se nota que soy americano? We've got a brilliant show with a brilliant guest. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Beatriz.
Good morning, Alberto. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Beatriz. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
All right, great, great. Do you have a lot of energy today?
Yes, a lot of energy.
Can you
a
keep lot. Up with me? ¿Puedes conmigo?
Yes, 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 I can.
All right, good.
After That's 1 week in the countryside, I can.
You're like, I needed 1 week of rest and relaxation yes. in order to be able to keep up with you.
Yes,
all right, well, Beatriz, how are things now? Beatriz, tell us a little bit about yourself for those of our listeners who don't know you and what you do. Tell us.
Well, I'm a professor.
Okay.
You know, and what I teach is the people to take the best of themselves.
Okay. To get the best out of themselves.
Yes, out of themselves. Okay. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I have I do courses.
Okay.
I give courses, and I have a page in the internet.
Tell us.
Autoevolución. @autoevolucion, and you can learn online.
Okay.
And you can you know follow all the courses online or in presence. I mean, in the courses
live.
I give in life.
Face to face.
Face to face in the weekends. So, and in the weekends we do a lot of exercise and practices of the things I teach in the page.
Okay. And now tell me if this is true or not. Most people, 99% of people living out there today.
Yes.
And this is not a bad thing, but we could do so much more. We're not living up to our full potential.
No, we are not.
We're blocked.
Normally, yes. But we are blocked, and a lot of times the problem is that we are blocked unconsciously.
Unconscious. Okay.
Sometimes.
So we don't even know what's happening.
We don't even know what's happening. But right. We have patterns that are programmed in our unconscious that we have learned from our parents, from the society, from
right
you
things
know,
where things. Men don't cry. Yeah. All this kind.
All this
we're
kind
taught
of stuff.
To repress our emotions.
Yes,
sure.
That's it. Mm-hmm. So what happens is that when we program something in our unconscious, that it turns into a pattern.
Okay.
Then we use to repeat when the things, you know, are like similar from things
right.
we have learned in the past.
Similar situations, we react in a similar way,
okay.
and we treat them all the same.
And sometimes what happens is that those patterns, sometimes they help us.
Okay.
And sometimes they don't.
Right.
Okay.
Right. They can be a destructive, self-destructive
yes.
pattern.
So what we have to do is to potential the good ones.
Right. To grab onto, to hold on to those good,
the good ones.
And recognize them.
Recognize
right.
them. And to help them to grow.
Right.
And the bad ones, you have to reprogram it.
We got to break them.
Yes.
we got to break those bad ones.
You
yeah.
have to reprogram those patterns. And in order to allow yourself to let your energy flow again in those... how to say, in those parts of your life that they are blocked.
Those areas or parts of your life? Sure, sure.
They are blocked. So normally there are people, for example, they are very good in, you know, family, but they are a disaster in their job
professional
things,
life.
Their professional life.
Sure.
Or vice versa.
Or vice versa. They're doing great, but their family life is falling apart.
Yes, that's it.
Sure, sure.
So normally when you have a pattern that is unconscious and negative, usually what we do is that we project it outside.
Okay.
And the way that you can diagnose your mind is through the dreams and through the projections that you have in your daily life.
Dreams. And we're going to interpret some dreams, because if we can get inside our dreams, we can get inside our subconscious.
Yes. The dreams are, you know, that's Giger. He sent us in Twitter.
Giggler. This
Giggler?
Is Giggler. Okay.
He sent us in Twitter.
She.
Yeah. It's a girl.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Okay.
A quote of Marcia Norman that said, "Dreams are illustrations from the book your soul is writing about you."
Look at that. So one more time, give us that one. I love that quote.
This is great.
Lovely.
Thank you, Giggler. Mm-hmm. "Dreams are illustrations from the book your soul is writing about you."
Wow, that's good stuff right there.
Yes, that's a good description. I think your soul, your higher self, looks at what you're doing with your ego, what you're doing in your daily life,
right,
and makes makes decisions and makes
adjustments
of what you're doing in your daily life.
Right.
So what your dreams are doing all the time is adjusting your patterns.
Right.
Sometimes your dreams are only a diagnosis. You say, okay, you have that problem.
Right. Mm?
And sometimes your dream, if you train yourself, that's what I teach people. If you train yourself to have a fluent communication with your higher self, he can train you to do things in a better way.
Sure, sure. The same way we can program our conscious selves, we can program our subconscious selves.
That's it. You have to use your conscious to reprogram your unconscious. Because in the moment that your unconscious is programmed, your pattern, if there's a good one, it only grows.
Right, right.
In the good direction.
Sure, sure.
But at the same time, if the basic idea of your pattern is a negative one, you only goes worse.
You only get worse. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. No, it's true. Negativity breeds negativity. The same way positivity is contagious and it breeds como cremas.
That's it.
You know, so, and you get caught in this spiral. Where you can't stop.
Exactly. You know? That's exactly what it happens. For example, if you have a pattern of fear and you don't reprogram that pattern of fear, you can start to have fears, for example, of relationships. And then you will start to have fears with relationships in your job and in your work and after with your girlfriend.
Level, on every level.
And,
sure.
You know, it's like a disease.
Yeah, sure, like a cancer.
That contaminates, yes. That
absolutely.
Contaminates
it starts
everything.
In small and then it starts to eat away at you.
Yes.
Como corrosivo. It starts to eat away at you. And
in the daily life, what we have is a projections that is as useful as a dream.
Okay.
You know, a projection is, for example, the other day I was working in a park with my dogs and I met a boy. Mm-hmm. He's a father of two kids, no?
And we wouldn't say boy, we would say a man.
A man.
Yeah,
okay.
Boy and girl.
Okay.
Lo que dijiste antes también, giggler. So boy and girl would literally be niños.
Niños.
So a man or a woman. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a man.
Mm-hmm.
So he told me, you know about dreams. Can you interpret me a dream I had today?
Okay.
And he dreamed about Zapatero.
He dreamt about
Zapatero.
Oh, man, that's a nightmare, isn't it?
Yes. Well, we'll see. So he dreamed about Zapatero, and I said, what did you dream about him? Mm-hmm. And he said, well, he was my boss, and I was horrified, you know?
Oh, man, yeah, that's pretty
And
pretty
what does it mean? And okay, that's a projection, okay?
Right.
And what the person think about that character in your dream is what you think about yourself doing the same thing.
Right.
Zapatero was a president.
Okay.
That means how he rules a country. Mm-hmm. And what the dream was talking about, how he rule himself.
Okay. Sure.
So I told him, I asked him, what do you think about Zapatero?
Yeah, okay.
And he said, okay, I think that he could have been, he could have done better.
Mm-hmm.
That he has not enough skills, to do what he intended to do, and right. he need more formación,
training.
He need more training and information
to be able to carry out
his job, and all that, you know. Responsibility.
Yeah, all that it entails. Todo lo que
entails.
Yeah, all that it entails is todo lo
todo
que
todo lo que conlleva.
Yeah, exactly.
All that's a good one.
Hey, well, that's totally good native, I tío. All that it entails. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. You know dreams. I know English.
Okay. So I told him, if it is a projection, you have to find in your life a place where you are not ruling yourself properly.
Right.
And you need more to be more skilled,
right?
And you need more training, and you need exactly the same thing that Zapatero needed for doing sure. their job. And right. he said, "Well, but in my work, I'm not a boss."
Right.
Yeah, yes, but in your house, you're a boss. Yes. And what happened? How is your
his face changed?
Yeah, his face changed completely, and he said, "Okay, I cannot control my kids." I need, right. you need exactly what Zapatero needed. Yeah. More skills, you need more training, you need
sure,
everything.
Sure.
And one thing that he told me before is that Zapatero was pretending that nothing was happening.
That nothing was wrong. Sure,
that nothing
sure,
was wrong.
Sure.
So I told him, are you pretending that and nothing was wrong? And he said, oh, yes.
There you go.
Because
you are Zapatero.
Okay. That your inner Zapatero, your soul is telling you, you have an inner Zapatero.
Sure.
So everything that
inner
you...
Inner Zapatero. I never thought we would say this on live radio, but there it is.
So, no, that was really funny because, you know, this is the way you have to recognize. You need, really, in this work, you have to be humble.
Right.
In the moment that you are humble and you recognize that
you're
really,
ready to see yourself as you are, not as you'd yes. like to see yourself.
Okay. And yeah. you're ready to see your projection.
Sure.
And to do exactly the same that you're asking your projection.
Right.
At that moment. Is the moment that you can make your auto-evolution, your self-evolution to
right.
a better pattern
okay,
in
gotcha.
Yourself.
Sure.
So you have to act in yourself and to educate yourself in order to reach your goals.
There you go. So you have to get to know yourself. You
yes.
can't be afraid to look at yourself in an objective kind of way and say, and subjective and objective. Both. Mm-hmm. These are the facts, and this is what I feel.
This is what I feel.
You know.
But the problem is that normally, if people don't, for example, in this case, the basic pattern was that he didn't want to recognize he couldn't do it by himself.
He didn't want to be a failure as a father, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. but it's the same that he was thinking about Zapatero.
The same thing he was thinking about. Yeah, sure. So this is projection. I remember learning. We had talked about this.
Yes.
I learned about projection in psychology. Well, let's take a look. Now, some people have sent you some dreams
yes.
here on Twitter. What is the first? Let's take a look at one before we go to a commercial break.
Yes.
And we'll interpret. What do you got here? Choose
they
are, one.
They have... Two of them that they have...
They deal with flying.
With flying, that's right. it. Mm-hmm. Vice nota, he says. Sometimes,
very Vice
often...
nota.
Yes,
oh, boy. Oh,
right,
boy.
That's a good thing. He says, sometimes, very often, I dream I can fly. And I ride a bike to the limit, and I have the sensation of flying and speed. And later on, he said something more. Is in my dream... is without effort and for a long time is a very good sensation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
It's different from another one that said, sometimes I dream I could fly, but with a big effort and just 2 or 3 meters high.
Right.
Now, it's the same symbol, but you see that here there's a different situation.
Right.
For Vice Nota, well, flying has always to do with a person that is able to overcome.
Okay,
the
super
situation.
Right, overcome.
Yes,
sure.
And to have a higher...
A bird's eye view,
that's
digamos.
It.
La vista de pájaro,
okay.
desde arriba, right?
A bird's eye view.
Some perspective.
Yeah, Vice Nota, he likes to be free.
Oh, we know.
To free himself.
We know.
Okay? And he has a strong personality
yep,
because he can do it. I mean, he can do it.
Sure, he's got the power to do it because he can convince himself.
And more than that, he said that he rides the bike... Okay, and the bike, when you're dreaming that you're riding a bike, you you are trying to balance yourself.
Sure.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you ride a bike, well, you need to keep your balance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The only thing I would say, if you know that, is take care of that high speed.
That high speed. That is
That's it. It's the only thing that I could say. He has a strong personality, and for him it's easy.
Sure.
You know, it's easy. He has a strong imagination.
His dreams, his feelings.
Yes. It's easy for him.
Mm-hmm.
And for postman, it's not so easy.
This is for the postman, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
He's not so easy. He could, you know, for him, he needs a big effort to maintain himself in a higher standard.
Sure.
Okay, in a higher, how do you say?
Higher places.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the difference between...
He requires a lot more personal effort or...
Yes, but, you know, that means that if you fly, you're in a good... You know, you're in a good direction.
Yes.
The both of them. You know.
I fly too, all the time.
That's it.
I fly. I'm constantly flying.
But really, you need to balance when you fly. Because maybe if you, there are people that when they fly, they lose the, ¿cómo se dice? La sensación sobre la materia.
They lose their grounding,
grounding.
La tierra, contacto con la tierra, que es literal y figurativamente.
Okay.
They lose their grounding.
Their grounding.
Yeah.
So, for example, in this case, Vicenota is more one of them.
Yeah.
One of those that
he flies high.
He has high speed.
And fast.
And fast, and go to the limit.
Right.
But
you can get burned by the sun if you go too high.
That's it. So everything in life must be balanced.
I agree.
Okay.
It's difficult. Finding that balance is kind of the trick in life.
But definitely it's a good symbol.
Mm-hmm.
Very good symbol.
So we got some flyers. Now let me tell you something, Beatriz.
Yes.
I know these two guys. They don't just fly in their dreams. They fly in real life, too.
Yes.
Like their personalities, they're always flying. I love it.
Yes.
I love it. All right. Well, that's interesting. So it's not only about flying, but does it require a lot of effort when you fly? Do you feel like there are no limits? Because that can be a good thing and it can be a dangerous thing, too, if there are no limits, I imagine.
That's what I was saying, that... Mm-hmm. Balance is needed.
Right, right.
Because, for example, a postman is more, how do you say, conscious of his limits.
Right.
Okay? And he's more, ¿cómo se puede decir? Cuando lo es más prudente.
Prudent, yeah. Or
prudent.
Grounded. Ahí está el
grounded
como
or
con
prudent.
Las pies en la tierra. Es like
but
grounded.
He
yeah.
can train himself to go higher.
Right.
And faster. And Vicenota, I will say the contrary.
Slow down, buddy.
little bit, but don't lose this, because this is very important.
Tienes que ralentizar. Toma un totally native ahí, ralentizar. ¿Qué guiri sabe esa palabra? All right, well, really interesting stuff. We're here with Beatriz. Beatriz, give us the website again and your Twitter account for people who want some more information.
Twitter is @autoevolucion. And the site is autoevolucion.com.
Okay, autoevolucion.com. And you can get all that information. And we're going to interpret some more dreams throughout the program. We're going to talk more about dreams. Now, a common mistake, un error muy común, todo el mundo dice, I dreamt with you last night. Because dream, dreamt.
Yeah.
Y eso es español, sería I dreamt
about you
or of you. To dream about or to dream of something. Pero no decimos to dream with. To dream with es incorrecto. Es una traducción literal. To dream with. All right. Well, we've got to go to a commercial break.
Yes.
Okay. We've gotten through a half an hour. We've got some very interesting comments. My father's loving this conversation. Sabía yo que le iba a gustar.
You know that you were talking about your father like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I discovered him in Twitter. I'm following him.
There you
because
go.
Because now I understand where you come from.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I'm telling my father. Yeah. I knew that this conversation would be right up his alley. Justo lo que le gusta a él. Yeah, if something is right up your alley, es justo lo que te gusta a ti. Bueno, when we come back, we'll read some of those comments on Twitter. And we've got tons of stuff. We've got news report, vocab, expressions, more dreams. Name that lyric. Bueno, esto es, vamos, empieza la fiesta ahora. The party's starting right now. All right, well, can you give me a hand? ¿Me echas una mano?
Oh, of course.
All right, when we go to a commercial break, we say...
Stick around.
That's right. We say stick around. All right. When I point to you, let's say it together with all our energy. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to a commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. Show with no name. 2.0. I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around! Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to
The Show with No Name. The Show with No Name.
Yeah, that's right. The Show with No Name 2.0. And that was Luis Guillen. That's right. Our singer extraordinaire. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole world. And his name is
DJ Spanglish
in the house, and we're here with Beatriz. Beatriz, are you having a good time or what?
Oh, great.
Good.
You know,
good.
I always have a good time here with you, Alberto.
All right. Awesome. Awesome stuff. Well, as I promised, we're going to take a look at a few comments here on Twitter. DJ Spanglish, ¿cómo pueden contactar con nosotros por Twitter?
Tuiteanos, @IMAlbertoAlonso.
All right, all right. Well, we've got some more dreams over here, but we're not going to be able to interpret all of them. But thank you for sending them. Perhaps Beatriz can help you, though, at a later date and time. Let's see a few people over here. Let's see, Veronica. Let's call it a day. Says, good morning. Today, I'm going to listen to you from the hospital. My husband is going to be operated. Falta un on. My husband is going to be operated on. Luckily, nothing important. Well, glad to hear it. Let's call it a day and hope your husband has a speedy recovery. Let's see. Marivi says, I won't be able to listen to the show with no name. What a pity. I'll try to record it and listen to it later. All right. What else? Bicenota says, dude, we are going to toast your Twitter. Te vamos a tostar Twitter today with Auto Evolucion. I can't wait one more minute. Well, don't you worry. Antonio Luis Romero followed me. What's up, Antonio? Bienvenido. Welcome. Diego Alonso, my father, the man with the plan, he says, it's very, very good. I love it. I'm getting younger. Love you guys. And then he says, love that book. Congratulations and the best to Raquel Martos. Marivy sends us a dream over here. Veronica sends us another dream over here. Diego Alonso, my father says, Beatriz, this subject has been the quest, la misión, the quest of my life and most powerful tool for transformation. We are the answer to the question.
That's it, Diego.
There you go.
You are definitely right.
You are correct, sir. Yolanda says, good morning. Hi, Beatriz. Nice to listen to you again. What a great show. Congrats, AA. Thank you very much, Yolanda. Diego, my father says, we can influence and be in the dream and influence the outcome.
That's
el desenlace.
It.
Mm-hmm. Bicenota says, many thanks, Auto Evolucion. I thought this was a negative interpretation. Yeah! So, good stuff. Just be careful. No speeding.
That's it.
No speeding. All right, the postman sent us a dream as well. Veronica sends us another dream as well. But, guys, unfortunately, we're going to have to just choose about four of them. So, ya veremos. We'll see which ones Beatriz wants to choose. All right, well, you know what? I was going to do a name that lyric, but then I decided, Beatriz,
mm-hmm.
to change it in the middle of the night. I woke up and I said, esta tiene que ser esta. Because if you remember last time we did one based on your stuff over there, well, we're going to do another one
mm-hmm.
based on this. And this is a lovely, lovely song that we're going to do for today's Name
That lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric.
Yeah, That's right. It's Name That Lyric. Now, you know how this works. We give you a song lyric in Spanish. You tell me the name of the song and the name of the artist in English. Pretty easy. Bastante fácil esto. All right. Well, here we go. Today's Name That Lyric. The phone number, 91-404-3867. Again, 91-404-3867. And here it goes. Sueña, sueña, sueña. Cuando te quiero en mis brazos. Cuando quiero todos tus encantos. Cuando te quiero, lo único que tengo que hacer es soñar. Sueña, sueña, sueña. You know it?
Yes.
Good song.
Yes. An old one.
Yeah, an oldie but a goodie, como decimos en inglés.
Yes.
It's an oldie but a goodie. Classic. I'm sure you've heard it a million times.
Yes.
Sueña, 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 sueña. Cuando te quiero en mis brazos, cuando quiero todos tus encantos, cuando te quiero, lo único que tengo que hacer es soñar. Y tenemos a alguien en el teléfono. We've got someone on the phone who knows today's Name That Lyric. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who am I speaking to, please?
Hello, guess who it is?
Cello, what's up? How are you?
Fine.
Lovely to hear from you, Cello. Great. Well, this is an oldie but a goodie, como hemos dicho antes. And again, this was a last-minute thing. I woke up in the middle of the night. I was dreaming, hablando de, and I said, oh, there's the song. And I said, I have to remember that tomorrow morning. All right, well, Cello, what is today's Name That Lyric?
All I have to do is dream.
Yes, and the artist, you know?
The Everly Brothers, for instance.
Yes! The Everly Brothers.
But the most important is the original is that.
The Everly Brothers, that's right. The Everly Brothers is, and it's All I Have to Do is Dream. All right, well, we have to sing it now.
Dream.
There it is. Now, you know the lyrics?
Dream,
I've got them over
dream,
here.
Dream.
When I want you in my arms. Okay, let's do it.
Oh,
Vamos
okay.
A ello. One, two, three. Dream, 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 dream,
dream. Dream, 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 dream. When I want you
in my arms, when I want you. And
hold
all your charms whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream. Dream, 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 dream.
Wow! Un aplauso
Vaya
for
cracks.
Us.
We're awesome. I'm so modest.
With the lyrics, everything's fine.
All right. Well, Cello, you got it. Today's Name That Lyric, Dream, or sería All I Have to Do is Dream. By the Everly Brothers. All right, Cello. Well, we'll talk to you very soon. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye, Cello.
Bye-bye.
All right. Dream, 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 dream. Y lo sabe la gente
sí,
en Twitter. Speaking of dreams, who do we got next over there? What do you want to do over there?
Oh, we have another dream.
All right.
Yes.
We're going to interpret. Well, not we. Beatriz is going to interpret another dream.
You are helping me.
I'll give you a hand, sure, if
yes.
I can.
Sure. Look, for example, Sachita, 76.
Okay.
I have two recurrent elements in my dreams, rivers and lakes. And also I dream I woke up mountains and hills. Those are good dreams.
Okay.
Look, the water... The symbol of the water is our motions, because the water are all the time in motion.
It's flowing.
Flowing all the time. Yeah. But you have here, it's interesting because you have two kinds of emotions. Mm-hmm. You have the flowing emotions are the rivers.
Okay.
Okay. And the quiet emotions are the lakes.
Or the still ones.
The
quietos.
Still
yeah.
ones.
Okay.
Okay. So for example, if a person, who, for example, the love for your family is a still water.
Right.
Okay. Because your family is something that's still in the same place.
It's static.
And, yeah.
Right?
It's static. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the rivers are emotions that all the times are flowing in your life because things are happening all the time. Mm-hmm. So the important thing here is how is that water? If it is clean or if it is dirty. Okay. So the clean emotions are like love and peace and happiness, mm-hmm. and joy. And the dirty ones are like sadness or bitterness or mm-hmm. anger. Okay. So the important thing to interpret that dream is...
What does the water look like?
That's it. What is the water? If it is stocked...
If it's stuck or if it's still. If it's still.
It's still stocked. Because mm-hmm. you know that the water, if it is stuck or still, mm-hmm. The start to grow. So it's not good. It's the same as when you keep some type of emotion inside.
The thing was, we bottle it up, embotellarlo.
Eso. When
we bottle up our emotions.
When you bottle up an emotion mm-hmm. and you keep it inside, that start to, you
it
know.
It starts to fester. La palabra es to fester. To bottle up and to fester. Estas son buenas palabras aquí, ¿eh?
Bottle up. Fester,
yes.
¿Qué es?
Fester, ahora lo miramos en la pool porque tenemos un minuto. Prefiero que lo termines y lo miramos.
So, what I should tell to her is, look at the what kind of water if you have a clean one. It's a good thing.
It means your emotions and you're clear about your emotions.
Yes, and also dream that I walk up mountains and hills. That's a good thing because normally when you're going up a mountain, that describe your spiritual path.
Okay,
that must be a girl that work on herself and want to be a better person.
Okay,
so she want to rise up.
Okay.
Okay. She wants to be a better person. That's why she's climbing out a mountain,
okay.
And she has to describe how is her journey. If it is tough or if it is not tough, you know.
If there are a lot of obstacles in her way.
If there are obstacles, if she can find some help in her way,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But these type of dreams have a person who really work on herself.
Somebody who works on themselves.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's trying to be more spiritual.
Spiritual, yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to get over this kind of obstacle, this mountain, trying to overcome any problems that they may have.
No, it's more than that. To overcome a problem must be, for example, when you saltas un obstáculo. No, that is a journey. Es un camino. She's making a journey, and to improve herself, to be more
self improvement.
Yes, self improvement. Yes,
that's a good. And who was this? Who's the person?
Sachita 76.
Good stuff,
Sasha.
There.
And you know. Normally, the saints men or the people that they are spiritual and they normally look for places mm-hmm. where they are near the sun. The sun is a symbol of God.
Okay.
And near the heaven.
Sure, sure.
So in the top of the mountains, you're near the heaven.
You're looking for this kind of higher power.
That's it.
Okay, interesting stuff. Mm-hmm. So, there we go. We've talked about flying.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about experiences with water. Is that water clear or is it murky? Es la palabra,
murky?
Otra palabra que tenéis ahí. Is it clear or is it murky water? Because if it's murky, it means your emotions are murky as well. And if it's clear, well, that means your emotions are clear.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about the mountain, someone who is on the path of self-improvement, of self-improvement. So keep climbing those mountains. Keep climbing those mountains in your dreams. And we've got to go to a commercial. Me está señalando DJ Spanglish. And we're going to come back. We've got a lot more to do. We've got more dreams to interpret. And tons more. Es que solo tenemos dos horas. Esto es lo malo de esto. Bueno, DJ Spanglish dice, no, porque yo quiero un café. All right, well, we've got to go to a commercial break. You know how this works, ladies and gentlemen. We're going away, but we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. Show with No Name 2.0. Don't even think of going
anywhere.
Stick around. Yeah, well.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to
The Show. No, Joe. With no name.
With your favorite DJ in the world.
Nacho Man.
Yeah, Nacho, Macho Man. Nacho has a dream every day, and it's to get far away from here. Yesterday, we did, speaking of dreams, we did an excerpt from Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. We did an excerpt from it, maybe about a five-minute excerpt from it, because yesterday was Martin Luther King's funeral. What was the history, the day, the anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s funeral? All right, well, we've got a lot of stuff to do. We're going to interpret some more. Well, Beatriz is going to interpret some
but
more
you're
dreams.
You're learning fast.
Like my father said, I think we all have the answers inside. Just got to know where to go. Mm-hmm. You got to know what doors to open and, you know, and how to find that answer. I usually, when I have a problem, I don't look outside for an answer. I usually look inside myself, because secretly you know the answers to all your questions. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No. Yeah, you're wrong.
Because who's gonna know more than you? I mean, of course, your friends can guide you and help you, but you have to know yourself, right?
Sometimes outside can the outside people can give you some tips, or you know, they can help you, but you have to balance your thoughts and your feelings.
Right.
And normally, when you don't know an answer, it's because you're bottling up your feelings and you're not taking care
totally
of them.
Dame un totally native, por favor.
Dame un totally native. Dámelo. I'm a good learner.
No, that's the idea. All right, couple comments here on Twitter. The postman says, AA, today you are eclipsed by Beatriz. Awesome. De hecho, me voy a tomar un eclipsed by Beatriz. Any advice to remember your dreams? Sleeping 5 or 6 hours, I can't. Any advice?
Yes, it's very easy. You have to tell your unconscious that you're going to listen and you want to.
I remember we talked about
yes.
this. Right.
Because in your unconscious, your higher self is there, ready to give you information. But if you're willing to listen to him and to do something about it,
right.
So
right.
before going to sleep, you have to visualize that you remember your dreams in the morning. Mm-hmm. That you will take your pen and write them down and. You know, and listen to what they're
right.
telling
not only remember the dream, but remember how it can be applied to your life.
Yes. And other thing is, when you wake up, you don't have to move until you have remembered all the dream.
Okay.
Because if you move, you can lose your dream, and you have to go back
into your memory. Sure.
Into the exactly pause that you were when you were waking up.
Okay.
Okay.
There's my problem. Because I wake up, I'm like, oh, I'm late. I got to go. So I run out the door. Lorena says, can I send my dream or is it too late? I don't know if she's going to get to comment it, but feel free to send it. No problem.
Send it because then when I arrive home, I will read to it all the dreams.
Great.
And I can give some answers to the people.
Great.
Okay.
Let's see. Veronica says, speaking from my absolute ignorance, dreams representation, couldn't it be overwhelming for influential person?
What does it mean?
I don't know. I thought it's
a pensaba que no entiendo la pregunta.
I don't understand. Lively Veronica, give us because everyone has a different personality type. Entonces, si cambia por depende.
Dreams represent couldn't be an overwhelming for influential person. Que no pueden ser demasiado para gente. Okay, now I understand, Veronica. What I think is that your dreams are part of yourself. So nothing can be overwhelming for you if it's a part of you that is talking about you.
Sure.
The only thing is that you have to understand what's the symbolic. You have to understand the symbolic language.
Right.
So there are people that say, no, my dreams, you know, they're not understandable. That's not true. You don't understand it because you have not learned to
interpret it. Sure.
But, you know, it's your dream. So that means that you are able to understand and to take care of your dreams.
Sure.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Damian Moyam from our friend from The Hormiguero says, the Titanic sunk in so much because it sunk. That's why. To sink in is cuando realmente entiendes algo. When something sinks in, oh, now it's sunk in. Ahora me ha llegado a la cabeza. Dale un totally native ahí para sink in. And don't forget the kitchen sink. Cuando estás haciendo la maleta y alguien dice, I packed everything but the kitchen sink. Todo menos el lavabo. Cuando alguien ha hecho
okay,
mucho.
Okay.
Let's see. Lorena says, okay, this is, we'll read this or we'll have Beatriz read this. It's a dream interpretation. Danny San said, here is a picture. We'll take a look at it as well. All right, Beatriz, let's take a look at another dream that you've got over there on your list.
I have a list here. Mm-hmm. Okay, this one. I dream I drive a car and I lose control of the car. And when I'm about to crash, the car stops in a safe place. Okay, this is a typical dream on how you drive yourself. This dreamer loses control of herself.
Okay, she loses
control of herself.
Okay.
There can be, for example, but that in the last minute, she lay back. She reconsidered the situation. Mm-hmm. Okay. It would be better if you could learn to control herself because before losing control, she can do something important as to revisualize the dream, mm-hmm. taking care and controlling her car because her car is herself. It's how she drives herself.
Okay.
In her real life.
The car represents the way she drives her life.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Normally, the emotions that are involved in those kind of dreams are people lose control because of fear or because of doubt or because of sadness,
sure.
You know. So she has to really look at herself and see. I think she's a girl. I don't know.
Who is it?
Let's call it a day.
Yes, it's a woman.
It's a woman?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She has to reconsider herself and to take control of her life. So she can revisualize all the time during 2-3 days mm-hmm. that dream, taking perfect control of herself and of her emotions.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because for this woman, life can be overwhelming.
Okay, abrumador es la palabra del día. Dale un totally native ahí, por favor.
Totally native.
Overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. But it's a good. The good thing about this dream is that when I'm about to crash, the car stops in a safe place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she has a certain pattern of finally she gets what she wants.
Right.
But look, the car stops. She is not the one who is doing it. So
right.
She doesn't control.
It's about kind of controlling or grabbing your life mm-hmm. by the horns.
Yes, that's it.
Right.
I have another one if I have.
Yeah, go ahead.
Speaking about horns,
yeah.
I have another one, good one here.
Okay.
Giggler. I don't know if she's a.
Giggler, yeah. We read one of hers before, yeah. I believe, because we said the name.
I sometimes dream about black bulls chasing me, and I wake up all of a sudden frightened. I don't know if it is a correct English.
Yep.
Well, the bulls are the symbol of our animal part.
Okay.
Again, it's a symbol of how she is frightened of herself, of her animal part, and how she faced that fear.
Okay.
Okay. For that woman, it's difficult to face the fears.
Her fears.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's difficult for mm-hmm. her, and she wake up. The good thing here is to revisualize that dream, that special dream, taking a capote y toreando.
Okay. So you know what that means? That means grab the bull by the horn, matador.
Exactamente. So she has, it's important to do this exercise because you're using the same symbol that your mind, your inner self has given you.
Okay.
Your inner self has given you a symbol that you're not able to overcome your fears.
Right.
Okay? So you have to talk him in the same language.
Grab the proverbial bull by the horns.
That's it. So you can, for example, revisualize it that way.
Right.
Taking, you know, the bulls for the horns.
Controlling the bull.
Yeah.
That animal instinct, that animal side that we all have.
Okay. So she has to turn that that idea of herself that I cannot control myself and my fears, or I can control my fears, and I use it for something useful.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Put it to good use.
Yeah. A good use. Mm-hmm. And, for example, taking a capote or taking the horns, or right. You know.
Sure, sure. Being and, controlling that bull, mm-hmm. Okay. That proverbial bull.
The good thing about those type of dreams of animals is that when fieras, ¿cómo te
fieras, no, beasts.
Bueno, beasts or, you know, bad animals.
Okay, wild animals.
Wild animals mm-hmm. are in control is when those wild animals finally are like your friends in the dreams.
Sure, so you're sitting next to a tiger or a bear mm-hmm. and there's no problem at
There's no problem at all and you are, you know, at ease. They don't attack you.
Right.
Because normally people try to avoid or to suppress or to bottle up those.
Dale otro totally otro, native.
Dame otra. Dame otra native. Those instincts. But you don't have to take away those instincts.
Right.
You have to master them.
Sure, sure. Because our instincts are there for a reason as
for
well.
For a reason, because you need them. Mm-hmm. You cannot control your life only with your mind.
Right.
Because your mind only has a part of the information. Your emotions have the other part of right. the information. You have to master them.
I use the way I always explain it is I feel, because I'm a person who feels a lot,
mm-hmm.
but I use my brain as the filter.
That's it.
My head filters. So, because if I do everything and say everything I feel, forget it. I would be a mess, un desastre de persona.
But you use it together.
Yeah, of course. One filters, because this one's the crazy one.
Yeah,
my heart's the crazy one. Uh-huh. So my head is the one that says, vamos a pasarlo por el filtro y a ver lo que sale y lo que no sale.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe you don't do the 100% of what your heart says, but maybe right. the 60% or the 70%. But what you cannot do is to take apart your heart, because your heart
They have to work together.
You have to work together.
I agree. This is the thing. In unison, the mind, the body, and the spirit.
Yes.
I think all of them.
Everything.
Because
if
you don't feel well physically, it affects you mentally, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So I really believe that those have to be working on the same team.
Balance again.
Yeah.
That's the word of the day.
If you can find balance, guess what? You're a better man than I am. I can't find it. I'm trying. I think we spend all our lives searching for that balance because just when you think you have it, you got to put it back in balance. Life is like this. It's a river. Sometimes you have to balance a little more backwards, a little more forwards, but that's always changing, that balance.
Yeah, but think it in this way. You're walking in your life, and when you reach a balance till a moment, okay? Mm-hmm. But you're always walking, so you always need to balance everything that you are working on.
What I meant, though, is sometimes you're walking on hilly ground and sometimes you're walking on flat ground. So the way we balance is different depending on the situation
But you have to do it all the time depending on the situation you are involved.
Absolutely. Okay. I agree. All right. Well, guys, we've got to go to a commercial break. That's what the music means. And we've got another half an hour. We're going to look at one more dream. We'll see who our lucky dream. But don't worry. Beatriz said after the show, she's gonna take care of all the comments that she's received, or at least contact you and let you know a little bit more about what your dreams mean. All right, well, we're going to our last and final commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 2 minutes. Don't even think of going anywhere. Stick around! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Yeah, baby. It's the show with no name, and we are having a great time. As always, we're here with Beatriz from Auto Evolution, and the website is autoevolucion.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at @autoevolucion. Evolution. And you can get more information about your dreams and what's going on. Now, speaking of Twitter, hablando de Twitter, Nacho, ¿cómo pueden contactar con nosotros por Twitter?
Tuiteanos, @IMAlbertoAlonso.
All right, speaking of the devil, you said Margarita, Maggie left. She said, I don't like this movie, I just like the effects. Autoevolución, please, I have a reputation. Y no nos dijo el nombre de la película.
No, que no me acuerdo, Maggie. Que no me acuerdo.
Tell us the name of the film.
Vamos a ver, es la película de, del que llamas tu novio, ¿vale? El marido de la Pataki.
Ahora te va a matar. ¿Cómo es esa peli? Ahora sí que te va a matar. Ahora sí que la has buscado. You're asking for it. ¿Cómo se dice? Lo estás pidiendo en inglés. You're asking for it. Manuel de Frutos says, I was born on April 14th, the same day the Titanic sunk. But a different year. I don't ever remember my dreams. Big hug, guys. Un abrazo fuerte. Iván Martín Pérez. What's up? ¿Qué tal, tío? What's going on? Alfredo says, kitchen sink, fregadera. Lavabo is for bathrooms. Signed, pain in your ass. Me encanta.
Pain in your ass.
All right, all right. Giggler says, I never thought of myself fighting bulls. But right now, I'll have the great coat ready, thanks.
That's good.
That's the right idea.
Torera, que eres una torera.
Torera! All right, well, we've got time for another. I want another dream. I want to see a cool dream. Who's got dreams over there? Let's take a look. Beatriz.
Let's see. I have another one. Mariví. Dice, he dreamed about someone from her past who was hiding under her bed.
Okay, someone was hiding under your bed. Scary.
Yeah.
Da miedo. That's no, like almost that, a nightmare, isn't it?
No.
If someone's under my bed, I would be uncomfortable.
Yes, but it's because she's got something inside. She has something hidden inside of her that she's disturbing her.
Okay.
I mean, she thinks that she has overcome. Mm-hmm. How do you say in the past? Overcome?
También? Overcame. Pero
overcame.
Usaste el presente perfecto, entonces she has overcome.
Okay.
It's over. Es lo mismo que come. Mm-hmm. Come, came, come.
Come, okay. She has overcome something of her past life, mm-hmm. but she's not.
She's still
having something
dealing
there.
With this or struggling with something that she can't let go of. Soltar de
no, sí sobre todo, she can't rest about it because she is disturbing her. She's under the bed.
Right.
Okay.
This person is under the bed. So what? So if the person's under the bed means that they won't go away. This feeling, this part of your life, this chapter.
Yes. Until you face it, mm-hmm. and you face it. What kind of pattern does that person symbolize to her?
Right.
You understand?
Sure, sure.
Mm-hmm. So we have to study who was that person that was under the bed.
Okay.
What's the personality and the pattern that that represents, and what part of her is like this person?
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. There's the projection.
There's a projection. So you can take care of her pattern mm-hmm. and work in her pattern to overcome it, so that dream will. You know, will disappear.
It'll go away. It'll disappear.
Go away, yes.
Sure. So this is, in general, I mean, what is some advice? Because we've got about a minute or two mm-hmm. that you would give to people in general, one piece of advice about their dreams and interpreting them and living to their full potential, as you say.
Well, I'm going to put you an example. If, for example, you're give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
If you are trying to learn English, mm-hmm. okay, but you have bad patterns of learning.
Okay.
For example,
bad study habits.
Mm-hmm. And you know, you are insecure, or you like a lack of confidence, or you are lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The same information, depending on what are your patterns,
mm-hmm.
you can learn English in 1 year or in 10 years, because
right.
you know each negative patterns that you have. They take away your efficiency and your capability to learn.
Sure, sure.
So the important thing, it's not only to learn, in this case, in this example, a language,
mm-hmm.
but to work in your patterns. Because if you reprogram your patterns, you will learn twice, three times, or four times faster and better.
Sure, more effective learning.
Effective
You'll
learning.
Absorb it better, less effort.
Less effort. and better performance.
So this is for
better
English
outcome.
Too. This is not only for
for everything.
Any task in life, any quest.
Any quest, any task.
Mission.
But it's for everything. If you want, you know, if you want to have a family, if you want to have a better job, mm-hmm. if you want to, you know, to
what if you want to have a better family?
Pero cada reto es importante y cada reto necesitas revisar tus patrones internos.
Sure.
Eso es lo que se trata en autoevolucion.com.
This reminds me a little bit because of acting. I studied acting, a degree in teatro. Mm-hmm. And every time you researched a character, you'd have to find several things. The super objective.
Yes.
What does this character want more than anything? Because then everything else is linked to that.
Mm-hmm.
So one desire that summarizes all that person's desires.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you know what that is, then you identify your obstacles and then your strategy to overcome those obstacles.
But normally those obstacles are not outside, are
in a
inside.
Scene, yeah, en una escena.
In a scene.
En teatro normalmente la drama viene de eso. Pero claro,
yeah, but in
you're
the
saying
real
these
life,
are internal struggles. Well, no, actually, even in plays, in teatro también, no solo son de fuera, but a lot of times we are our biggest enemy, of course, or
That's
our
it.
Biggest ally. It depends a little bit on you. Well, Beatriz, very, very interesting stuff. We've got to go. Solo son dos horas. We've only got 2 hours
Thank you very
over
much,
here.
Alberto. But I had a really good time. But
give us the website again and all the information for those who want more information.
Autoevolucion.com and in Twitter is @autoevolucion and I also have a Facebook, Autoevolucion. And, you know, Beatriz del Castillo is my blog. I have several, you know, things written there. So
check it out.
Check
see
it out.
What it's all about. Learn more about that person you see in the mirror every morning.
That's it.
You should know that person better than anyone else.
Yeah.
And most people don't.
That's it. That's what we have to work on it.
That's what we're working on here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Beatriz. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Alberto.
Up next, we've got the resilient. Have you heard this word? Resilient is con capacidad de recuperación.
Mm-hmm.
Algo elástico.
Resilient. Yeah.
Something resilient. Well, that's Drew Crosby. He's a resilient guy. Because no matter what happens, no matter what adversity comes his way, he bounces back. Ah, there's a good
bounces
one for to
back.
Bounce back. Boom, psh, botas de vuelta.
Bounce back.
So a difficult situation, you can bounce back and become even stronger when you bounce back. And that's Drew Crosby, the resilient Drew Crosby, up next with his show Highways and Byways. Thank you very much to Beatriz.
Thank you very much.
Thank you to the boys, el equipo técnico, sois la leche, you guys are the milk.
And to the listeners that they send our
that's
their
dreams. That's always
dreams.
My last one. Yeah, that's my last one.
Okay.
Pero si quieres, díselo, dile
that's
gracias.
Because they send us, thank you very much to send
and
your
and
dreams.
And they're here every day as well. So not only for sending your dreams, thanks for being there every day. We love you guys and we love that you love us. And well, have a wonderful day and dream on, baby. Dream on. Sigue soñando, because that's what we do. We'll be back tomorrow with a whole new Show With No Name 2.0. All right. Ciao.
Bye-bye.